The main sort, of course, was current grain and voltage breakdown. You also observed for what they call ICBO, which is a leakage current into the base. If that was too high, they would have to reject it, which is interesting because you could take one of those devices, and we did, without a cap on them, put them on a hot plate, heat them up until the indium was liquid, and they're still like a transistor. But the leakage current was horrendous. A lot of the people on for audio work, unlike tubes, which, you know, had transconductance, power gain became a interesting thing because they essentially knew what their low-level amplifiers were putting out as far as power, and they wanted to know, you know, essentially you go from a few milliwatts to 5 watts out, which, of course, is just simply power gain. And that, you had to create a new way of testing that. So we created several different designs, and a lot of that was on our data sheets, too. They were had a power gain sort, which was in decibels. The thing about power transistors that was different than low levels, you had to start worrying about the temperature rise and what the thermal resistance was, and you had to have a make sure you had proper heat sinking. And we did a lot of work in trying to figure out what kind of heat sinks to use and so forth, rather than just, you know, hanging them onto a chassis. See, they were aluminum extrusions, which luckily we had a factory in Phoenix, I think it was Alcoa, who had a factory that made a lot of that stuff, mainly for structural devices, but they'd have them with the what they could be called fins, and you just route out a hole there in the middle of the fin, and you could put the power device in that, and you could keep the temperature from exceeding whatever, anything above, close to 70 degrees centigrade, you're in trouble with a power device, with a germanium type. Silicon would go much higher. Well, no, it happened in the late 50s in some companies. RCA and Texas Instrument were probably the first one with power devices with silicon. And then they had, especially Texas Instrument, because I don't know if they ever made germanium, to tell you the truth. I think they started with silicon from the get-go. And so we were a little late because our germaniums were so successful. You know, your inertia keeps you saying, we'll keep running these until we have to. In fact, I remember we hired an RCA engineer in about 1959, I think it was. And he says, where's all your silicon devices? And I said, we don't make any. He said, you don't make silicon? When Jack Hennishon and others came along, they started not only low-powered silicon, they got into the higher power devices also.